also instituted processes.
At a U.S. House oversight hearing Friday, Chairman Henry Waxman chastised CEOs from the nation's largest subprime lenders. Waxman says the executives collected millions of dollars in compensation while their companies lost billions.
I think there's merit to pay for performance, but it seems like CEOs hit the lottery when their companies collapse.
Among the CEOs appearing before the panel, Stanley O'Neill, formerly of Merrill Lynch, he received a $160 million retirement package. Charles Prince, seated left, was awarded nearly $40 million when he quit Citigroup. And Countrywide Financial Corporation's Angelo Morzillo sold his stock for $120 million in profit. The companies they represent lost tens of billions of dollars last year as a result of the mortgage crisis.
Well, the obvious question is, how can a few executives do so well when their companies are doing so poorly?
The executives defended their pay packages, saying their earnings were competitive in the marketplace. Countrywide founder Angelo Morzillo remains one of the company's largest shareholders, with about 6.5 million shares. But he says his holdings have declined substantially.
In short, as our company did well, I did well, as did our shareholders. But when our company did not do well, like in 2007, my direct compensation and the value of my holdings declined materially, which as it should be.
But some homeowners accuse the CEOs of making money on the backs of families. Like many, Rachel Caney says she fell behind in her payments.
The money they're putting in their pockets is the food they're taking out of my children's mouths. And that is not right. They should be held accountable for that.
Some lawmakers urged the Senate to adopt tougher guidelines on how much CEOs can earn. But others on the panel criticized the proceedings. Virginia Congressman Tom Davis called the hearing a sanctimonious search for scapegoats. Millar Sega, VOA News.